2280.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is now 22 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Again, we're 58 degrees and climbing. Temperatures are warming up. We're going to be around 80 today with the possibility of severe weather this afternoon. Not a great chance, but there is a chance. We're going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Krista Huntsman. Krista, how are you?
I'm doing well, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you. Now, we're not going to talk Farm Bureau this morning.
We are not. We're in a different hat today.
We typically do, but you have a different hat on today. How are things going? What are you up to nowadays, by the way?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Planters are rolling in the field. Work has been busy with renewal season at the office. Things are kind of winding down a little bit there. But,
yeah.
You know, stuff's greening up outside, so the lawnmowers are rolling. Kids are wanting to go outside and swing and get into all the stuff outside, too. So
that's a good thing.
We keep hopping every day.
That's a good thing. So I got to tell you, there's just something that I love in the spring when you see all the equipment rolling around and the planters.
Yep.
And it's just awesome.
We had a team meeting the other day, and what they asked, you know, what's your favorite season? And I said, you know, May, June, about 6 o'clock in the morning where the sun's up, the birds are chirping, but the world's not awake yet.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite time.
Yeah.
So we're creeping up on that real close.
I can go with that. I'm a fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
I really like fall. It's cool in the morning, and I
yep.
like when the combines start rolling. There's just something to me
yep,
that's extra
is.
Special about that, too.
Yep.
So I love it. I love it. I love to watch it. So. And that's where we're at, too. So,
mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're talking about necessarily today.
No, we are going to talk about May Beef Month.
Let's talk about it. I like beef, too. And our producers as well. So where do we want to start? Because there are a couple of different organizations we can
yep.
talk about. We want to start first with Mills Montgomery County Cattlemen.
Sure. Yep. So Mills Montgomery County Cattlemen, we're a combined county organization. So Mills and Montgomery counties are together for us. Our board has about 22 members on it, I think, right now, directors,
okay.
That make up our actual board. So those are the people that you're going to see out doing our grillings, handing out our scholarships, doing our fundraisers, things like that, and that put together our banquet every winter.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Verba is our president right now.
What's Grant doing today?
I don't know where Grant is today.
What's Grant doing today?
He's probably chasing some cow out across pasture or something.
He could be, yeah.
Connor Holtman is our president-elect, so he will serve as our next president.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Burt is our vice president. I serve as secretary, and Rick Gustafson is our treasurer.
All right, cool.
So,
how long have you been involved with the Mills Montgomery County Cattlemen?
Unofficially, since I could carry a dish rag and wipe tables.
Uh-huh.
Officially on the board since about 2012, 2013, 2014, somewhere in there.
Obviously something you care about.
Yeah.
And something's important to you.
Yep.
Why? Why is it important to you?
My family has a feedlot operation. We actually have a hoop building that we feed out cattle in. Just have always been in the beef industry. So it's something I grew up volunteering with, grew up helping out with, was lucky enough to be selected as a scholarship recipient in high school. So it's just one of those organizations that has always been top of mind, kind of close to heart for me. So,
You promote beef.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Producers.
Yep.
Policy issues that are important for producers. And it's a great thing.
Yes. So Iowa is actually a two-hat state.
Tell me about it.
So we have our Iowa Beef Industry Council. So that is funded by the dollar per head beef checkoff. So
mm-hmm.
every time a beef animal is sold in the state of Iowa, they collect a dollar per head, and that is what funds the Iowa Beef Industry Council. So the Beef Industry Council is responsible for promotion, education, nutrition, information and research, kind of that side of the beef world.
Yeah. Well, you know what you did too, Krista? We're going to have the opportunity to give away some certificates.
Yes.
For beef. And I'm looking forward to this for the upcoming month.
Yes.
We're
going to
be doing this.
So all of May Beef Month, we have left you and Melody some beef certificates
yes.
to give away at your how you see fit. And so people need to listen in for the whole month because we have $500.
We're going to give away a
that
bunch.
We're going to be giving away.
I love it. I think there should be some caveat. I'm trying to work this out so there'd be like a certain percentage that would come like a ribeye or something every now and then. I like what our cattlemen do. I think it's a pretty cool thing that you do. Markets
yes.
right now are unbelievable, off the charts.
Yep, they're a little ridiculous right now.
But everything is cyclical, right? I mean, everything comes and goes, but the cattle producers just hang with it.
Yep.
Good or bad.
Good or bad, they're in it for the long haul usually.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you've got, you know, the feedlot side of things where people are feeding out the beef animals, and then you've got the cow-calf operations that have the mama cows that have the babies that go right into the cycle. So it takes everybody to keep the world moving.
Absolutely. Okay, so to the Mills Montgomery County Cattlemen Association, do you have any? Now, people see you out and about with the trailer and the big cooker.
Yep.
And I usually go straight for that whenever I'm there. And
we try to use the smoke from the grill kind of to waft people in.
It is like a trail, like you just. but so I see a lot. How many events do you know? Putting you on the spot here, Krista. Do you attend a year?
We're probably upwards of 20 to 25 grillings that we do a year.
Yeah. How much do you give out in scholarships?
Typically, we give anywhere, we try to shoot 8 to 10,000 that we give out each year.
That's remarkable.
We just got through our scholarship round for this year. This year, we're giving out 5,000. So, plug out there for all of the freshmen, sophomore, juniors, or their parents that might be listening. Do those scholarship applications.
Fill them out.
We have $1,500 scholarships that we're given this year.
Yep.
And then it kind of stair steps down from them. So good money. If you have been in the beef industry, want to be in the beef industry, have any sort of ag ties, submit a scholarship.
That's how you do it, right?
Yes.
That's the path forward.
Yep.
And you do now the money for the scholarships, is that all raised through the grilling and all of that sort of stuff
so,
that you do?
So through our grillings, you'll see us out and about, you know, like coming up here at Junction Days, we'll be down on the square, you know, fingers crossed, weather permitting.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice this year. We will be down there grilling. Our banquet is our big event that we do to raise money for scholarships.
Yep.
We have our sponsors. I think we're well over 110, 120 sponsors for our banquet every year. And then we have our auction at the banquet. And that's our main money generator for our scholarships that we give back out to the kids.
And it goes to scholarships. You promote beef. You promote all the things that producers do. Can I be, as a non-producer,
but
as a supporter of the beef industry, how do I become, at my local level, how do I become a member?
So you can be a friend of the industry is what we call that kind of sponsorship. And everything, so we don't have, like, Mills Montgomery members per se. Everything goes through the Iowa Cattlemen's Association.
Okay.
And then you're just designated in Mills Montgomery County. So you can be a friend of the industry. Costs you $100 to be a member for a year, or you can do a 3-year membership for $270. So just go right to the Iowa Cattlemen's Association website. There's forms right online you can fill out there. And then we also, you know, just our regular producer memberships. A 1-year producer membership is $125 or 3-year for $335. So a little bit of a bundle deal there if you would like to be a producer membership. But again, right on the Iowa Cattlemen's Association website or give them a call in Ames.
Okay, so that is my local level.
Yes.
You mentioned the Iowa Beef Industry Council.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and the Iowa Cattlemen's Foundation.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Talk to me, and you touched on the Beef Council. That's the checkoff, the dollar checkoff. They promote beef. They support education.
Nutrition.
What do we do with nutrition? What's going on there? What's that about?
So beef is a very nutrient-dense food.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best foods that you can eat out there.
Agreed.
From a nutrient standpoint.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
There's 10 different vitamins and nutrients in beef that it's an excellent source of those 10.
Yeah.
If you think of a serving size of beef, it's about the size of a deck of cards. So a lot of us like to really consume beef because our serving sizes are a little bit bigger than that. But if you think about it, a true serving size is about the size of a deck of cards. And it's a very excellent source of zinc, iron, and protein. So zip, if you think beef gives you zip, that's one way that we teach, like if we're in elementary schools, we teach kids that beef gives you zip. So yes, it's a very nutrient dense food and very, very good for you.
So. Okay. So that's the Iowa Beef Industry Council.
Yes.
Now the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, you touched on a little bit there as well.
Yep.
All of our county organizations are through the Beef
Iowa Cattlemen's Association.
Iowa Cattlemen's Association.
So the Cattlemen's Association, think of it like the legislative policy, lobbying at the state capitol, kind of those types of things, because the checkoff cannot dip into those buckets.
Yep.
Checkoff is strictly educational, really. Iowa cattlemen or any state cattlemen is the legislative policy side of this of the ring.
Talk to me. We're visiting with Krista Huntsman this morning talking about it. Well, May is beef month.
Yep.
So we're talking about a number of things beef. So talk to me, what is the next gen membership
so
with the
next,
Iowa cattlemen?
The next gen membership is a new membership I guess class, if you want to call it, this year for anyone that is 22 years of age and younger. So we're thinking our high school and college kids that may not want to do a full producer membership yet, but they still want to be active in the beef industry. They can do a next gen membership. It's only $40. I believe it gets you all of the benefits of an actual producer membership. So you can still be involved, get the updates from Iowa Cattlemen, things like that. And really start to grow your beef membership.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So I ask you this off air. I'm going to ask you again. As far as younger people coming into the beef industry, you could almost say farming in general.
Right.
But you have beef producers, and then you have row crop producers. Many times there's overlap there. It's not uncommon at all. But what are you seeing with younger people coming into the industry?
There's not enough of them.
Yeah, there need to be more.
There needs to be more. There are, I mean, anyone would tell you there's hurdles, obviously.
Yeah.
Things are not cheap these days.
It's expensive.
It's expensive to get going, especially if you're a first-generation beef producer, first-generation farmer, whatever the case may be.
Right,
It's hard.
Yeah.
If you don't have a family to be involved with, if you don't have kind of a mentor that's willing to take you under their wing, but there are programs out there to help young and beginning producers get going.
Yeah.
So look into those. They're definitely out there for not only just, like financing to get you going, but education. There's lots of educational resources out there as well. So
it's not impossible, but it is difficult. So like you say, it takes some help.
Not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
For sure. Yep.
Yeah. But I think that's great because, we need more people raising beef.
Definitely need more. I think the average age of the farmer is like upper 50s now, so not spring chickens by any means.
Right.
So we need to get some youngsters out there that really have the drive and the passion that want to raise beef, be in agriculture, really be spokespeople for agriculture.
Are you familiar with the policy and legislation that comes out of this? Is that something that you keep up with a lot?
I try to.
So what's going on? What are they looking at legislatively? Because this is the Iowa Cattlemen's, they deal directly with it a lot.
Yep.
Or lobby for
yep.
the beef industry. So
yep.
what are you seeing? What are they working on?
How
do I get my policy thoughts and at the grassroots level pushed up to that level? What do I do?
So Iowa Cattlemen has their district, I don't want to call them directors, but like district staff people that work specifically with different, your districts in Iowa. So we have a Southwest Iowa representative. Cody is our main contact if we have questions or need something.
Okay.
So I would say if you've got a question, if you've got an issue that you want raised, give Cody a call, give Iowa Cattlemen's a call. They are more than willing to talk with you. They've come down to our area multiple times for kind of, I don't know if I'd call them like fireside chats, but like producer meetings to surface those issues.
Yeah.
I don't know that Iowa Cattlemen necessarily have a formal process to surface issues like some of our other partners in the area do, but it definitely give them a call. They are more than willing to listen, and then they take that directly to, take it to the Capitol and do the lobbying while they're in session and things like that. So it's definitely a... they're very open to hearing from producers across the state.
Okay. Good deal. I'm always interested because so much is impacted. Our farmers at every level are impacted so much by policy decisions that are made, sometimes that are out of their hands.
Yep.
But it directly impacts what they're doing.
Yep.
I think it's important to have good decisions made.
We talk a lot at the office about different procedures or different kind of processes that flow down. And we get a little frustrated sometimes because they're made by people that don't sit in the seat.
Yeah.
So if you sit in that seat, you need to have the voice to raise it up to, the next level and get it to the right person to take it if it needs to go further than that. So.
Yeah. So I think it's important, and I hope to see good policy coming because, like I said, our farmers and our producers are just going to have – you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Right? You really don't have a choice if it's good or bad.
And sometimes the policy that's implemented – think Prop 12 out in California.
Yeah.
It's millions of dollars that, producers are having to fork up to make the changes in their operations.
And it's from California.
Yes.
I mean, not to be a hater, but it's from California.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right. I'll get off my high horse on that one. What's the Iowa Cattlemen's Foundation?
So the foundation is kind of the philanthropic arm of Iowa beef production. So their main things that they focus on, they give out scholarships every year.
Yep.
The foundation works with high school and college kids primarily. So their big event is the Beef Extravaganza. They have, I think it's in December every year. And so teams come in from across the state, and they have different stations that they work through, educational stations, test stations. So it's a kind of a graded, they get points, and then they have winners announced, and I think they get scholarship money based on their performance there. But they have really grown that the last couple years, and that is held, I believe, in Ames every year.
Okay.
Like I said, they give out scholarships. The foundation gives out scholarships every year. And then a new thing that they've started, they have two different heifer programs. So they pick recipients, and there's one of the heifer programs, I believe they get three heifers to build their breeding program for themselves. And then they have another one that they have kind of a market heifer that they can take and work with. So okay. Very good opportunities there, not only education, but it gets them into the production side a little bit as well. So the foundation has really been a key pillar in the Iowa beef industry itself to get those young kids up and going in the beef industry.
They all work together, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
So very cool. Again, we're visiting with Krista Huntsman this morning, talking about May being Beef Month. If people want to know more, Krista, how do they find out more about the Mills Montgomery County Cattlemen, the Iowa Beef Industry Council, the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, or the foundation? How would they go about learning more information?
So on the local level here, we have a Facebook page, Mills Montgomery Cattlemen, or you can reach out to anybody that's a board member here in the two counties. At the state level, iacattlemen.org, I believe, is the Iowa Cattlemen's Association website, and then the Beef Checkoff has a website as well, and they have lots of good information there. Nutrition facts on the checkoff side, educational information, resources. The Cattlemen's website has information all about production, different things like that. Everybody's based in Ames, so all of the organizations are based at the Iowa Cattle Headquarters in Ames, just right next to Iowa State University. So if you're headed up there for anything, stop by and say hi to them. And then, just feel free to reach out to us. We're here to listen and answer any questions you've got.
There you go. This is great information, too, by the way. So about meat substitutes, what's your thought on a meat substitute?
There is no substitute for beef, Aaron.
Thank you.
There is no substitute for beef.
Yeah. Agreed. It's been tried.
It has been tried. Some people are fans. Some people think it's a little interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
But I say just look at the ingredient label. You know, if you're buying a tube of ground beef, it says beef.
Yeah.
If you're buying wannabe beef, it doesn't say beef.
No, so that's right. There you go. So the other thing, too, that I know that I don't even know where it's at the moment, was the labeling issue from where our beef is coming from.
Country of origin labeling.
Yeah, country of origin. I don't know where that debate is at the moment, but so I know that there were some pretty clever loopholes that were placed in that, and hopefully that has been straightened out at this point.
I think it's in process. Yeah. It's kind of resurfaced here this spring. I remember seeing some articles on that come through. Everybody's got kind of different thoughts on it.
Yeah.
And it's a bigger process than you might think, because does country of origin labeling mean that it was born, raised, processed, packaged, consumed all within the borders of the United States? Or does it just mean that it was
processed in the U.S., right?
Yeah. Does it mean it was just processed and packaged and shipped here?
Right.
So it depends on how you look at it. It depends on what you consider, in the United States. Mm-hmm. So I think it's got some work to be done on it still.
All right. Very good. What else do we need to touch on, Krista, that we haven't touched on yet?
May's Beef Month. Go get those grills fired up. Enjoy a burger or a steak or whatever your favorite beef entree may be. But it's going to be some good weather for some grilling.
A ribeye, medium rare, is at the top of my list day in and day out.
I'm a New York strip fan.
Are you really?
Yeah. A good New York strip medium.
I'm not a hater, but
But you can't beat a good burger either.
I mean, you can't. There's something good about a burger.
Very much.
I could go on and on because it's... It's always at the top of my list. Anything else?
I think we're good.
All right. Nice to see you.
You too.
Thanks for stopping by. Pleasure to visit with you. Make it a great day.
You too.
Have a good one. Krista Huntsman with me this morning. It is May is beef month. So our thanks to Krista for stopping by and visiting with us this month.
What does it take for cattle?